Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, it's not every weekend you start off with an Oscar winner, but we've got one for you this morning. Actor John Voight has been in just about every great movie you've ever seen. He's got a brand new military thriller to tell you about, which is perfect for you guys. And John joins us here in the National Defense. John, how are you?
I'm good.
You are good, man. I'm a huge fan of your work, especially lately in Ray Donovan. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. What a great character, that Mickey. I mean, how much of that is you?
All of it.
Yeah.
I remember Liev Schreiber we were sitting on a little panel when we had doing a little advertising for the Emmys or something. And somebody, the question was asked, how do I go about it? And I gave them a lot of details, little specific things and stuff. And then I finally said, and then I just am myself. And with that, Liev Schreiber fell off the chair. And he said, oh, I'm so glad you said that. Because he wanted to know that I was his devious and perverse as that guy.
Oh, it's a great character. It's a great show, that Ray Donovan. But I mean, man, you've been in so many iconic movies. You won the Academy Award. I want to thank you for your role as Vietnam War veteran Luke Martin in the movie Coming Home in 1978.
Yeah.
You know, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families.
Oh, great. Let me just say this to them. Thank God for them. Thank God for the active military. And they've saved our country over and over again and saved the world, actually.
Yeah.
And I say a prayer every night for those guys, man, and gals.
Well, thank you for that. You know, that movie came out in 1978, and I think that was one of the first real true portrayals of anybody that served in the Vietnam War. And so just, you know, thank you for that that performance, man. That was fantastic, and you know, deservedly won the Academy Award for Best Actor.
Well, I was very fortunate to be part of that team. So.
Well, and this new military thriller, we're talking to John Voight here on the National Defense. This new military thriller called Mercy, which is in select theaters today on digital May 19th and on demand June 2nd. Man, this thing sounds great. Mm-hmm. It's an ex-military doctor finds herself in a deadly battle for survival when the Irish mafia seize control of the hospital where she works, and her son is taken hostage. She's got to rely on her military training. Man, I've seen the trailer for this. It looks great. How was the experience for you?
Well, I'll say this. The movie's very good. People will enjoy this movie. It's exciting. It's suspenseful. It's dramatic. It's a lot of things. It's fun.
Yeah.
I think people will like the movie.
I see you playing golf in this movie, and your dad was a professional golfer, right?
Yeah, that's right. And that was a tip of the hat to my father. I don't know who came up with the idea that I played golf in the first scene, but I enjoyed that little moment.
I mean, do you play golf?
Of course, I don't play much golf. I don't play much golf in this film. I'm a mob boss, and Jonathan Rhys-Meyers plays my son, and he's a loose cannon among the mobsters. So it's a family picture in some aspect. It's a father son battle, also within the confines of what you've described. So.
Yeah,
it's an interesting picture. And working with Jonathan Rhys-Meyers was a real pleasure. That's where I had most of my scenes. And he's a special talent, real special talent.
I want to ask you how you choose some of these roles. I mean, you've been in some of the best movies, like I talked about, in history, from Midnight Cowboy to Deliverance to Pearl Harbor, The Champ. I mean, you look for any kind of special material when you're selecting your next project?
Well, I always have to find some kind of a route that excites me, or I believe in, or whatever, or moves me. I find something, and then I've been very fortunate to be collaborative in most of my work. Usually, when you make a film, it's the influence of many people. If you have a great director, of course, that's number one. You have to have a great story in the script somewhere. And most times, there's a lot of work that's done after you get the script. And the film itself is influenced by many folks. And the actors are key to that. So I've had very good relationships with directors, starting with John Schlesinger and then with John Borman and especially Hal Ashby and Kanchelovsky. These great directors, Michael Mann, wonderful people and wonderful artists. And that's how the films get made. So I always find a way to get some kind of a personal contribution, usually. You know, usually I find something that I like in it, and I'm able to build on it with the help of the directors and the other actors.
Yeah, we're talking to Academy Award-winning actor John Voight here on the National Defense. And, you know, John, it doesn't matter what size your role is in any of these. I mean, man, you always...
By the way, I was talking to the military guys. I do a lot of digging. You know, I try to marinate, get information from a lot of places before I step and make a decision about the way the role is going to go in different places. So what I did for Coming Home is I spent a lot of time in Rancho Los Amigos, which is no longer in existence, unfortunately. It was a spinal injury center, and it had a lot of folks from Vietnam, and a lot of military guys. And I spent a lot of time with these guys, and I actually played basketball, wheelchair basketball with this team of people too. Yeah. And I went and as I looked back at it, it's kind of, I did a lot of good work. I was thinking, you know, and I even used the wheelchair to go to the restaurants and stuff like that I was familiar with. And I'd go in with the wheelchair and people would go, "Oh, geez, John, I'm so sorry." Yeah. All of this, you know what I mean? And I'm seeing the way people respond to the people in the wheelchair. So when I go by a person in a wheelchair today, I always talk to them. You know what I mean? Because we kind of avoid them. We feel so many emotions. We're almost afraid to enter that world, but it's a very rewarding thing to just spend some time with those fellows or gals in that way, just to say hello, you know?
It's so interesting. That's so interesting because you're exactly right, John. The first time I was around a group of wounded warriors that were amputees, they were getting ready to run a marathon on their prosthetic legs. And I'm thinking, you know, and they don't want your pity. They don't want your pity. And when you see them, these guys are studs. And so you're exactly right, man. I appreciate you saying that. I can't wait for this movie. This is going to be great. It starts today, select theaters. It's called Mercy on digital May 19th and on demand June 2nd. The incredible John Voight. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, lad. God bless.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.